Michael woke with a start. Someone next door was wailing. It was a gut-wrenching cry of despair, the sort you could never fake. Worse still, Michael recognized the voice. He threw on his sneakers and ran downstairs, joining his younger sister Sophia on the doorstep. The pair stood, open-mouthed, staring at next door's yard. Their neighbour was prostrate on the lawn, with his arms wrapped around his wife's legs. He was shaking as he wept, repeating the same guttural cry, begging her not to go. His wife was immaculately dressed, like she was going for a job interview. In her hand, she clutched an old-looking brown envelope. Michael could just make out a neat signature and a faded ministry stamp on the front. The woman could have been carved from marble, such was her resolve. She stared straight ahead, unflinching, but her cheeks sagged, as if gravity had called all of its debts at once. The husband's wailing petered out into a whimper. Kneeling down, his wife gently prised his fingers from her calf. The man craned his neck and stared at her with bloodshot eyes and sodden cheeks. He stammered. She took his head in her hands. "I will always love you," she whispered. She forced a fleeting smile and kissed his forehead once. Keeping her head perfectly level, she set off for the great dome rising from the centre of the city. She was clutching the envelope so tightly her knuckles had turned white. Michael and Sophia watched in silence as the woman shrank from view. With bowed heads, the rest of the street returned to their homes. But the desolate husband continued weeping on his lawn, clutching his sides in disbelief. Kelsey paced outside the principal's office like a caged animal. "How much longer is she gonna be? Are you people even allowed to do detentions on Saturdays?"
"Take a seat," urged the secretary.
Kelsey examined the brochure on the mottled counter, then rearranged them face down. "Do you mind not doing that?" snapped the secretary. "I'm helping. No one wants to see the ugly bitch Lisa on the cover."
"Lisa is my niece."
"I can see the resemblance." Before the secretary could reprimand her, the principal's doors opened. A stern voice summoned Kelsey in. She blew the secretary a kiss, then strode through, heading for the principal's vacant chair.
"Don't even think about it," the principal said.
Kelsey rolled her eyes and slouched on the adjacent couch, helping herself to an apple. "Where are your ministry guardians?" said the principal.
Kelsey shrugged. "Probably at the bar, or the police cell, dead if I'm lucky."
"I rather wish they were here for this meeting."
"And I rather wish my real parents weren't meth heads, but there we go."
"Is that true?"
"If you'd bothered to read my file, you'd know."
"I confess, when you transferred here, I didn't have time to digest all the particulars of your,
The principal trailed off, blushing as she flicked through the dense binder.
"My crappy life?"
"Your journey to us."
"You gonna keep pissing my Saturday up the wall, or can we get on with whatever this is?"
The principal set the binder aside with a sigh, folding her arms and leaned forward. "I'll keep this brief then. You have ignored every warning, skipped detentions, fought and intimidated other pupils and parents, and rejected all our help. Everyone appreciates you have difficulties at home, but we've reached a point where your behaviour is impacting..."
"I thought you said you'd be brief," interrupted Kelsey.
The principal's face soured.
"Miss Bailey, with regret, I am forced to expel you permanently."
The head of PE entered, clutching a grey restraining jacket. The principal eyed Kelsey coldly.
"If you comply, we'll keep the straps loose."